Now, at the moment, of course, finances aren't in abundance. So it's usually great news when the council offers to give a local park or play area a bit of a facelift, right? Well, plans to revamp a Shropshire skate park have proved controversial. Not the idea of ramps on the site in the first place, but a difference of opinion about the final look. Shropshire Council say the plans have met the approval of local youngsters. But a group of campaigners who grew up playing in Monkmoor say the ramps won't meet the same standards as those they're actually replacing. Our reporter Nick Southall has been hearing both sides of the argument.
Hi, I'm Miles Kenny. I'm the local councillor. We're in the Monkmoor Recreation Ground by the Monkmoor Skateboard Park, which lies in my ward.
Now, the skate park here, Miles, well, we can't get into it because it's ready to be demolished, isn't it?
Demolished, taken away and rebuilt. Hopefully we'll see it rebuilt by the end of May. We consulted with a number of youngsters last autumn in the local area about what design they'd prefer. We came up with a couple of plans and they asked for various adjustments and we came up with that plan, and that is the plan we're sticking to. Unfortunately, there is a group of people, not a lot of them who are local, who want to see a completely different design. A design, I might add, which the youngsters said they didn't want. It may not be up to their specification, but they're not necessarily the people we're going to be catering for. I can't understand why someone who lives in America or Australia, or even further afield, or even in another county, should really be that exercised about our skateboard park for our local youngsters.
Keith Easom used to skate at the park when he was younger, and he's one of the people against the approved design.
I'm part of the Monkmoor Skate Park Redevelopment Pressure Group. We've formed a group on Facebook, and there's 1,300 people. The facility that we're losing is the equivalent of losing the Shrewsbury Swimming Baths. So you've got an international standard facility there, and it's being replaced by a kiddies playing paddling pool, and that's basically what's happening at Monkmoor. There just isn't enough budget to recreate a facility anywhere near as good as what we're losing. The only way to do that is to do it in stages. The design that the council is putting forward, is it doesn't allow for that. And once you've put those ramps on site, the area that it's actually sitting on cost £100,000 to create in the first place. So once you put an inferior design there that costs £40,000 plus, you're wasting that one-time only area of £100,000, that's £140,000 just completely wasted, because all the options haven't been looked at.
So has Councillor Miles Kenny been surprised by the level of opposition?
Opposition might not be the right word, because there is actually a huge amount of support from the youngsters for the plan. I'm not totally surprised. I don't know necessarily why they're doing it. We must remember these are older people. Perhaps there's a bit of nostalgia for them. Perhaps they're being egged on to do it. I don't know. But largely, it's irrelevant.
But when we say opposition, there have been nearly 1,300 people joining this Facebook page. Does that surprise you?
Not really. All you need to do is just be a friend. You don't necessarily join the opposition, do you?
Nobody wants to sit back and let the Monkmoor thing end. I'm in this situation now because I don't want to stand back and let all this money be wasted. I know the knock-on effect it's going to have, and it's just a massive waste of money. It's just a stupid thing to happen. I don't want to sit back. I've had about 15 meetings around the town. I can't switch off from it. You bang your head against a brick wall and time's ticking away. The skate park, the current park, will be demolished.
Are there any possibilities for people that aren't happy to appeal against this design being used, or has it been passed and that's it now?
It's been passed and that's it now. These are older people, most of them don't live around here, and I think they're interfering with what the young people want.